My name is Sally Bingham. I'm here at the Eye on the Mountain Gallery in Santa Fe to celebrate a really important painting by the Los Angeles artist Paz. It's the Virgin of Guadalupe. You can see it here. And she is portrayed in a way that I find very interesting and very evocative. She's partly nude, and she has a necklace of skulls as a reminder of Kali, and also the crown of Isis at the top of the painting. This painting has aroused some controversy among people who don't understand that the female body can be sacred. I thought most of us had understood that a long time ago, but apparently that's not the case. So, of course, in celebrating this painting, I don't mean any disrespect to people who have a very different idea of the divine feminine, but I also think it's very important for us in the 21st century to expand that definition, because it seems to exclude so many women who may feel that their bodies are very important and very sacred, and yet the church and people who believe in the old version make them feel somewhat guilty and as though they ought to cover themselves up and hide who they really are. In addition to its important meaning, it's a very beautiful painting. I'm very touched by the expression on the Virgin's face because she looks a little timid and a little morose, and we all know that that's also part of the divine feminine. It isn't always on the barricades. It's sometimes part of the general oppression of women that we all know about. And I'm hoping that this image will bring some new awareness even to those people, like several friends of mine, who were very offended by the fact that I bought it and I support it, and actually I'm going to hang it by my bed. Thank you so much. So I don't feel that she herself is very celebratory. I think the idea is celebratory, but she looks to me like a girl who maybe has had some bad experiences in her life, and maybe is not that comfortable being almost naked. And that to me is very touching, because I know what that's like. We all do. You know, we all know what that's like.
So it's an emotional connection.
Yeah, it's an emotional connection. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And I've spent my life fighting for freedom of expression in various forms. So, you know, this is very important to me that this not be suppressed. You know, we do supposedly believe in freedom of expression in this country. It isn't quite clear that we really do, but at least in theory, we believe in freedom of expression. I've spent my life as a writer writing things that some people find objectionable. Plan to go on doing that as long as I'm kicking, and therefore I have a real commitment to an artist like Paz who's pushing the limits. Very important for everybody to be able to do that and respect it and see its value.
Yeah. But that's, it's not pornographic, it's so beautifully done.
And that's lovely.
It's not at all.
It's very gentle, I think. It's, it's very sweet.
And it brings so many religions together.
Yeah, it does, which is very important, you know, that we expand the boundaries. It's not just the Roman Catholic version, after all. Yeah, I'm looking forward to having her in my house.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.